Father, as we gather here today, I pray that your word will fill our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. I pray that there will be clarity and understanding for all who hear, so that transformation can take place in our lives and we become more and more like you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 2 Corinthians, I'm going to read 14 first, and then I'm going to follow with 17 and 18. It says, you see, the controlling force in our lives is the love of the anointed one. And our confession is this: one died for all, therefore all have died. He died for us so that we will all live, not for ourselves, but for him who died and rose from the dead. Because all of that God has done, we now have a new perspective. We used to show regard for people based on worldly standards and interests, no longer. Therefore, if anyone is united with the anointed one, that person is a new creation. The old life is gone, and see, a new life has begun. All of this is a gift from our Creator God, who has pursued us and brought us into a restored and healthy relationship with him through the anointed. And he has given us the same mission, the ministry of reconciliation, to bring others back to him. Amen. Believers who have died with Christ no longer live for themselves. Our lives are no longer worldly. They are now spiritual. Our death is that of our old sin nature, which was nailed to the cross with Christ. It was buried with him. And just as he was raised by the Father, so are we raised to walk in newness of life. Romans 6 and 4 says, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, we now also may live new lives. We must understand that this new creation is in fact a creation created by God. John 1 and 13 tells us that this new birth was brought about by the will of God. He created something entirely fresh and unique. The new creation is completely new, brought about from nothing. Just as the whole universe was created by God from nothing, the new creation is a wondrous thing formed in the mind of God and created by his power and his glory. The old is gone. The old refers to everything that was a part of our old nature, everything that was ungodly, pride, lovers of sin, reliance on works, bad habits, passions, lust, greed, and the list can go on and on. Most significantly, what our flesh loved to do has passed away. The new creature looks to Christ instead of to self. The old things, they are dead and were nailed to the cross with our sin nature. Oh my, the new has come. Old dead things are replaced with new things, full of life and the glory of God. The newborn soul delights in the things of God and now hates the things of the world and the flesh. Our purposes, our feelings, our desires, and understandings are fresh and different. We start to see things very differently because our heart has been changed by the Holy Spirit that now resides in us, molding us and shaping us to be more like Christ. The things we once loved, we now detest. The sins we once held on to, we now have a desire to do away with them. We put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, loving others as Christ loved us. Now, make no mistake, this process isn't exactly easy because none of us reach sinless perfection in this life. We know that Jesus is the only person that was without sin. And yes, he is God, but he is fully human. However, those of us who have been redeemed by Christ and being sanctified, which means we are being made holy day by day, sinning less and hating it more each time we do it. Yes, we still sin, but it becomes less and less frequent as we mature in Christ. The difference that the new creation with the difference is that in the new creation, we're no longer a slave to sin as we formerly were. We are now freed from sin and no longer, it has no longer has power over us. We are given a new heart and a new mind. However, we can still have some struggles that can hinder us from enjoying the abundant life that God has promised us. As many of us have learned and are continuing to learn, this Christian walk is a journey that can become difficult at times, but God has promised to be with us through it all. His word promises that he will never leave us or forsake us. Mm-hmm. Christ-like character is not instantaneous. It is something that we must be taught so that we can learn from. That's why you have to go to the word of God, because that is the only place to find out about who Jesus really is and how he wants us to live our lives. Living a life in Christ is on the job training. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. You know how you go to a new job, and even though you have experience in that job you're doing, you're still going to get some on-the-job training because people, companies do things differently. While training, you take notes and you try to learn everything you need to know for that job to do it efficiently and to the best of your ability. Because you don't learn everything all at once and, you know, you can become overwhelmed, you are given a handbook or a guidebook that you can refer to when you need instructions or when you want to refer back and you need answers. You keep that manual close by so that when you need it, it's right there. Well, we also have a guidebook that's filled with life principles and instructions that we will need for everyday living, and that is God's holy word, the Bible. When you become a new creation, you are starting a brand new life, and you need guidance and direction on what to do to live out the purpose that God has for you. We will be able to find out who Christ is and get to know him personally and build a relationship with him. Everything we need for this life is in God's word. We can feel abandoned. We fail. We may need counsel. We need encouragement. We may need strength, power, rest. And the list can go on for the things that we need, but they're in there. We keep this with us for life because fulfilling God's purpose means that we are on the job 24/7 until Christ calls us home. We are examples for others and can lead them to the one who is the transformer, which is Jesus Christ. That is where the ministry of reconciliation comes into play. Jesus has changed our lives, and we have to let others know that he can and will do the same for them. Therefore, if anyone, that means nobody's left out. It applies to each and everyone who's living on this earth. If anyone is in Christ, that's the key and the condition of this verse. This is the condition that must be met to make everything after it true. You must be in Christ. The word can mean a few things which are all tied together. You belong to Christ. You have been saved by the power of Christ, and you are united with Christ. Whichever one you choose to use, they all lead to the same result, a new creation. As we consider the next part of this verse, it will help us to answer what does it mean to be a new creation. And it says, he is a new creation. The word new in this part of the verse implies transformation, change. A change takes place in your life where you literally turn away from the old things that you were doing because God's word introduces you to doing things his way. His way is right and never wrong. A new transformation. When a sinful person gets connected to the saving and cleansing power of Jesus Christ, something has to change. You cannot have a true encounter with Jesus and have a true salvation experience and everything remain the same. The moment you are saved by the power of Jesus and you belong to him, then the process of transformation begins. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. There is the you that existed before Christ and the you that exists after Christ has come into your life. As you allow yourself to surrender to the Holy Spirit and compare the old and the new you, it should become clear that it is no longer you leading your own life, but Christ who now lives in you will lead you to all truth. Let's talk about some of the benefits of becoming a new creation. A new beginning. Romans 3:23 and 24 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." The word justifies means that you have been vindicated, you have been acquitted. That means that in Christ, you get a fresh start, a clean slate. You get a brand new beginning. As some would say, it's as just as if you never sinned. A new relationship. The benefit of a new beginning is a new relationship or new fellowship with God. Ephesians 2 and 13. "But now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have brought near to him through the blood of Christ." We were all at one point far from God because of our sin. However, in Christ, that all changes. Being a new creation means you can now draw near to him and it gives you access to him. New identity. When we are in Christ, we are given a new identity because now we are going to identify with him. We are no longer on our own. We belong to Christ. Mm-hmm. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy." Amen. A new destiny. It's clear that we were once enemies of God heading down a path of destruction. However, when we were found in Christ, we became citizens of heaven. That is now our new eternal home. Philippians 3:18-20. "For I have told you often before, and I say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are many whose conduct shows they are really enemies of the cross of Christ. They are headed for destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things and they think only about this life here on earth. But we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior." A new position. Now we are found in Christ, and that puts us in a new position, which is seated in heavenly places. Ephesians 2 and 6. "He raised us up with him and seated us in the heavenly realms with our beloved Jesus, the anointed, the liberating King." There are many implications of this more than I can explain. But the most simple thing I can put it is that we are in Christ and we are heavenly allies and we have heavenly access and heavenly influence. Acts 1 and 8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Now, another one is we have a new purpose. When you are in Christ, you are now positioned to accomplish what God has created you to do. Ephesians 2 and 10. "For we are the product of his hand, heaven's poetry etched on lives, created in the anointed Jesus to accomplish the good works God arranged long ago." And it was one version that said that we are God's masterpiece. I thought that was so awesome. His masterpiece. I think that's the New Living Translation. Mm-hmm. Notice the progression of how everything happens. God changes us or makes us new in Christ. And when he does that, we are able to do the good works God has prepared for us. But this only happens when we are a new creation. In closing, when we are made brand new in Christ, God makes us into something that never existed before. We are not just an upgrade of a previous model or refurbished. We are a brand new model that the world has never seen before you came to Christ. Whatever we were before Christ, we're not the same now. We are brand new. Never before seen addition that God wants to use to bring much glory to his name. Amen. Father, we thank you that you make all things new. We thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, who by his death and resurrection reconciled us back to you. We thank you for your forgiveness that enables us to make righteous, to be made righteous and holy in your sight.
Yes.
As we continue our journey doing life with you, please give us the strength and the power to endure every challenge that we will face until we come to be with you in glory.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.